We had a number of guests in a restaurant and at the bar, and I was serving them, when I was most startled by an almighty crash of glass, and when I walked over to the sliding doors, which would have opened if anybody wanted to come through, I could see a gang of Indigenous youths standing there, and they'd actually rammed through the door with a shopping trolley. I approached the youths, and they sort of held back for a little while. Then I realised I had to phone the police, so I went to the reception area and started ringing the emergency number. I would have said there was 6 to 8 of them. They'd be from middle teens to late teens, perhaps early 20s. One was a female. I didn't engage with them because I saw it my responsibility first to get the police. Initially, I was trying to just keep them out of the place, but I realised that that was going to be futile with the number that was there. When I went to phone for the police, they just surged straight through, just rampaged into the place, straight to the bar. They obviously knew where they were going, broke into a glass cabinet to get expensive liquors, and then started running out with it. Quite a bit of the liquor was actually dropped onto the floors, and that made the floors very slippery. As they were running out, they were falling on that, on the slippery floor, and breaking more liquor. A resident of the motel actually approached one of these people, but he was chased into the motel. Fortunately, they didn't touch him or harm him in any way, but it certainly frightened him.
What were the guests of the hotel thinking at this point? Did you speak to any of them? I mean, it must have been incredibly frightening.
Well, it was for them. They were absolutely terrified. Some residents had actually ordered the meal and then chose not to have it. They just were so distressed by it. Other people were so astounded, they just couldn't move. They were just watching this in unbelief. Residents who were at the upper level, sitting on the veranda, had a grandstand view of the whole thing, and they couldn't believe that such a thing could be happening in Cairns.
How much stock was actually taken? I'm looking at your liquor cabinets now, and they look pretty bare.
There was certainly a full box of Forex Gold, a bottle of Glavah whiskey, Jack Daniels, and numerous other bottles. There'd be probably up to 20 bottles of expensive liquor was taken. They did get some cash out of the cash register from the bar.
And I'm just curious as to what your reaction was during this process. I mean, how did you feel when this happened?
Well, I just felt as if my space had been invaded, but I am a ex-police officer from Tasmania, and I know the best thing to do is just remain calm, try not to interfere, get involved with it, report it to the police as quickly as possible, and just remain calm.
Is this an isolated incident, or have you experienced this kind of thing at the Southside Hotel before?
There was an episode about a fortnight ago where the front doors were forced open, an internal door's glass was smashed, and they were making an attempt to get to the safe. They got the safe out of its location, but not out of the building, because I was able to disturb them, and they fled the scene. Well, this is very bad for business, and as I mentioned, it really distressed a lot of our guests. What impression it's left upon them, I'll just leave it to the public to guess. But I think one thing we must all remember is the redeeming liability which parents and guardians have towards their children. And they are actually responsible for the actions of their charges. And until such time as we as a community get round to actually enforcing these things, I can't see it getting any better. We have taken some actions here which hopefully in the future will prevent these occurrences from happening.
After the incident, what happened then?
Well, we were left for the major cleanup. There was alcohol over the floors. There was broken glass, shattered glass all through the reception area. I spent most of that night, as did some of the guests, sweeping up, cleaning up, mopping floors. But unfortunately, we're still finding broken glass through some of the carpets. And it'll be a while yet before we're able to completely clean the place up. It is still very bad for business in that people are going to be talking about what happened to them, their experience in Cairns, and at this motel in particular.
Looking on it now, upon reflection, how do you feel now about the incident and what happened?
I feel absolutely disgusted that such a thing could happen in our community. I mean, we're trying to attract tourists into our area, and very, very little seems to be getting done about it. Now, I must compliment the police, actually, on this occasion. They arrived at the scene within minutes of me giving the call and were actually able to chase these young people. Unfortunately, they got away through a park. Yeah, well, the following morning, the forensic guy turned up and dusted for fingerprints, etc., and hopefully there will be something there that they'll be able to go on. But, of course, it does mean that they've got to have somebody who's been previously fingerprinted to be able to do anything with them. Other than that, they'll just go on to file. But eventually, these people will get caught.